The current state of the inner city and Zongo communities reflects a major developmental challenge manifesting in poverty, illiteracy, poor environmental sanitation, poor housing conditions, high levels of socioeconomic vulnerabilities. There will be business development support in terms of credit, training and basic tools and service facilitation. Other focuses are local economic development infrastructure, such as markets and technology hubs, documentation of inner city heritage listing, cuisine promotion, and will expect your involvement to be an important entry point to our engagement for development and appropriate partnership
for inclusive development.
Deputy Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture, Dr. Ziblim Barry Idiru, said the National Commission on Culture decided to collaborate with the organizers of the festival to promote peace and unity among Ghanaians. He noted that the inner city layer festival is not to compete with Zongo Fest, but to complement it.
The National Commission on Culture's decision to collaborate with the Ga Adangbe Muslim Council, Queen Mothers of the Council of Inner City Muslim Chiefs, is to promote peace and unity among Ghanaians. Our nation is endowed with rich cultural diversity, and for that matter, we need to enjoy peace for us to be able to transmit our cultural heritage to the next generation. I would like to emphasize that the Inner City Layer Festival is not competing with the Zongo Fest, but rather it is here to complement it and collectively promote peace and unity among our people.
President of the Inner City Layer Festival and Chief of Gadagbe Muslims, Sultan Ahmed Ninote Caesar, thanked the government for the initiative and promised to work hard to ensure the festival is sustained. The Chief of Mamprusi in Accra, Na Chaksin Osman, called on his colleague chiefs to use the festival to promote peace within their communities.